Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Mallikarjuna Tirtha and saw the deity of Lord Shiva there. He also induced all the people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Purport, small purport. Mallikarjuna is also known as Sri Shaila. It is situated about 100 miles northeast of Karnula on the south bank of Krishna River. There are great walls all around the village, and within the walls resides the deity known as Mallikarjuna. It is a deity of Lord Shiva and is one of the Jyoti Lingas. Om Ajnanat Mirandas Jyatyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Malitanjena Tasme Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutala Swayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svaparantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Aripriye Vancha Kalpatrubhishtra Kripa Sundhu Bevacha Titanam Bhavanibhiva Vaishnabhyo Namo 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 Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutala Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschichadi Satani Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this verse is actually a continuation from 7th chapter, actually, where Lord Chaitanya goes from Jagannath Puri on his travels to South India. So he had a lot of trouble in Jagannath Puri. There was a lot of pastimes there, but he was trying to leave Jagannath Puri to go to South India, and he was getting a lot of restrictions, devotees, especially Nityananda. He said, you can't travel alone, you know, you have to take somebody. So he said, Lord Chaitanya made up some stories. He said, no, I have to go alone. I'm going to look for my brother. What's the name of the Vishwarup? So anyway, Lord Nityananda, he said, at least take one person, Krishna Das, who can take care of your clothes and your water, provide water, whatever. So anyway, one person went with Lord Chaitanya. And because they were feeling so much separation in Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted. And in one sense, it was like a good thing for Lord Chaitanya, so it was easier for him to leave. And it's so common at that time, when they're feeling separation, they just faint, and even Lord Chaitanya faints when he's in ecstasy. So along the way going, he meets like Kurma Brahman, was a very, very good cook, cooking him sumptuous prasadam. And then Vasudev, who was a leper, he cured him of leprosy, Vasudev. He continued on that journey. And it's explained there in that seventh chapter that Lord Chaitanya was so beautiful. I'm just going to read the description for him. It was so beautiful, he actually attracted all the people around him. He didn't want to take all the associates from Jagannath Puri, but everyone were following him as he was going. And they stuck to the main roads, because at that time there was conflicts between the Muslims and the Hindus. And actually, South India wasn't touched so much, and Jagannath Puri, not so much. So Lord Chaitanya needed to be protected. So they were going on the main roads because there was tolls and soldiers so that can be protected. And the side roads were a bit dangerous because of dacoits, wild animals and so they kept this track. And And then he continued, I'm just going to read about his glories. The body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was golden. He was so beautiful. He had long limbs and lotus eyes. I'm just looking for where I was. Sorry, a lot of notes. Yeah. It was very beautiful, was molten gold dressed in saffron cloth. He was more beautiful when he was ornamented with these ecstatic symptoms. When he was dancing up and down, raising his hands, he was more beautiful, which caused his bodily hairs to stand on end, and tears welled in his eyes, and his body would tremble and perspire all over. So, and before that, Nityananda, when he saw all these ecstatic symptoms, and he predicted at that time, this chanting is going to be taken to every village at that time. So people were stunned by his beauty. Whoever saw him did not want to return home. Even the children, the mothers, the fathers, anyone that saw him didn't want to leave. Even the Kurma Brahmin, he wanted to follow Lord Chaitanya as well. And he said, Lord Chaitanya said, no, you have to stay as a householder, you stay, don't follow me around. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he doesn't give any credit to himself. He says he didn't really put the places that Lord Chaitanya traveled in chronological order. You know, he's given different parts of the travels here and there. But he gives a lot of credit to Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says, if you want to know more, you go to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And you will notice, like in Chaitanya Charitamritam, the first verse and the second verse is always saying the Panchatattva mantra, always glorifying Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Guru Bhaktivinoda. He's always glorying. And Krishnadat Kaviraj is 90 years old. He didn't want to translate. He didn't want to write these. He's the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He didn't want to write it, but he, you know, devotees thought that he was the best person. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, most of the verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. So many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and Nectar of Instruction, Devotion, all these books, all the quotes, verses are their translation. And the places that Lord Chaitanya visited, most of the places where there's no pastimes is just the names of the places mentioned. Like this, it's not elaborately explained about Malik Arjuna, because he didn't stay there and perform any pastimes, but he gave a lot of respect. Even though this place is a place of Lord Shiva worship, and there were Saivites. Saivism is where people worship Lord Shiva in a form of a linga. Linga, or they worship the light. And I come from a family background of three sisters who are Saivites, and they worship this linga. They go to the temple. At one point, I was meant to be joining them, but I don't know, out of a family of 10, I don't know how that happens. But one becomes a devotee, and I wasn't even anywhere near becoming a devotee. And I missed Srila Prabhupada just by like 2-3 meters away from my house, where he was giving a lecture. But I sent my sister to go to the lecture. And the next day I asked her about the meeting, and she said they put the small man in a big seat and he was talking for a long time. And at that time, I didn't know much. I thought this is only for old people, you know, all these religious functions. And then along the way, 3 years later, you know, I read leaflets and all that. Anyway, that's another story. So, yeah, three of my sisters are Saivites. a whole big family there, two Christians I have, three Saivites, and then some demigod worshippers, and then out of a family of 10, it's, you know, incredible. What have we performed in our last life? Who are we? Well, how we ended ourselves, where we are now. So I'm very thankful for Srila Prabhupada. If he didn't come to the West, I don't know where we would be, you know, bringing those teachings to the West. So Lord Chaitanya preached in village, from village to village all over the world. And then this Krishna consciousness was left for Srila Prabhupada, you know, to propagate this Harinam Sankirtan and give the, you know, the people of this age to hear Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was acting as a devotee, but at the same time, he went through a lot of difficulties. He had to be hidden sometimes from the Muslim rule, from the kings. But some of the Muslim kings were so enamored by his beauty, they would give him protection. One time the king, one Muslim went and said to the king, I don't know if it was, where was it? You'll know, Govinda, one of the Muslim went to the king and gave a description of Lord Chaitanya. And the Muslim was so, didn't even see Lord Chaitanya, the king, but he was so taken by the description, he gave boats, you know, he told this person, organize boats to take them across the river and make sure, you know, Lord Chaitanya is safe. So anyone that saw Lord Chaitanya or heard about him, they would be transformed. You know, he gave so much mercy to everyone. So coming back to today's verse, yeah, Mallikarjuna, fortunately, I visited this place like 15, 20 years ago. And Mallikarjuna is not so far away from Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. And my mom was born in Andhra Pradesh. So we know the places. When we were in Tirupati, the next one is Ahuvala Nrisingha. That's like 2 hours drive from Tirupati. And it's a very... Who's been there to our village? Yeah. It's quite a dangerous place, I heard, to go to the temple there. It's a treacherous path, right? So we were going to go there, but because it was raining and heavy, very bad weather, we couldn't go. So Mallikarjuna is a place where Lord Shiva went. Sometimes devotees, they find it very difficult because the scriptures tell us that you shouldn't be worshipping demigods. So by example, you can see our Lord Chaitanya, he is showing you don't need to worship the demigods, but of course you offer your obeisances and you show respect to them. You know. So Lord Chaitanya went to Mallikarjuna, which was surrounded by a wall. And but when you make a big queue and you go to see the deities, then it's a big linga, isn't it? And they bathe and they offer abhishek and all that. And there's also a deity called Brahmarama. He's the consort of Lord Shiva. She's Parvati. She's called Brahmarama in that same temple. So yeah, he offered his obeisances and he transformed the devotees, their Vaishnavas. So I was wondering, like, Lord Chaitanya did so much traveling in South India and he transformed so many people into Vaishnavas. But yet, in today we go to South India, the majority of them don't know about Lord Chaitanya. How is that possible? Because he preached extensively. He went to like so many holy places. There's about at least 80 or 9 pages, yeah, you know, telling us where he went to, all the places in South India. But still, when you visit the places, that shows how far, how quickly Kali Yuga is progressing. I think mainly because there's no Harinams in South. I mean, they don't normally do Harinams in South India. They mainly do, like, you know, worshipping, prayers, and glorification in temples. I haven't seen any Harinam parties on the street as such. But I think Prabhupada's method of spreading Krishna consciousness is highly, you know, elevating, and it catches on like fire, wildfire. As soon as you hear the name, you want to make inquiries about, you know, where it's coming from, where the place is, and then you keep in touch like that. And you want to visit, and it transforms, you know, a person. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya did a lot of preaching in South India, but sadly, you can't, you know, the results are not there. People are still don't know. Lots of people don't know about him. So I'm not very good with the geography of, you know, where it's situated, south, you know, the river and all that. But the deity Lord Shiva, Lord Chaitanya, so was actually a linga, a huge linga, but they say it's Lord Shiva, right? There's no actual form of Lord Shiva there, but the linga is the form of Lord Shiva. Okay, we can leave some time for discussions. I don't know, I'm going blank here now. Right, so Srila Prabhupada, just like Lord Chaitanya, he was passing the message on to the, you know, wider circulation of people, giving them the holy name. At one point, he said he's got so much to give. The tree is ripened with fruit. It's falling down. He wants to distribute them. He wants to give this love of Godhead to everyone, but no one wants to take it. And he needs help to distribute this fruit. So we can see how Srila Prabhupada took this so seriously. He actually went through the same trouble as Lord Chaitanya to give this. And even he was restricted to coming to the West by his own godbrothers and other devotees. And there actually became, there was conflicts and, you know, bitterness of relationship before he came. But somehow he followed the orders of his spiritual master and he took it upon himself, even though he had heart attacks on the way here. And he had went through so much struggles to establish Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, he was in this Bowery with hippies, but still he didn't give up hope. He had this strong conviction and faith that the words of his spiritual master would, you know, help in whatever he was embarking on. So one may think, why did he go to the Bowery? You know, America is so big, he could have gone anywhere. But while he was here, these devotees, just by looking at Prabhupada, they were hippies at that time, just by looking at Prabhupada's, you know, personality, they were so enamored and so happy to serve him that they would do anything, you know, for him in Krishna consciousness. One time, while Prabhupada was talking to a person, someone, I can't remember now, his godbrother or some senior person, and Malti walked in the room, and he said to this person he was talking, you know, this girl, she will slit her throat for me, and I would do the same for her, you know, because the devotees were so sold out. And now devotees find it's difficult to do work outside. One time, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was saying, I'm Srila Prabhupada, I'm working for the Kamis, I'm working outside, what do I do? And he said, why do you think you are working for Kamis? You are working and you're the money that you're earning, you're helping with Krishna consciousness, to spread Krishna consciousness. So sometimes you may be working outside, you may be doing things in the material world, but at the same time, the consciousness needs to be fixed, you know. You're out there, but still, whatever you're doing externally, but internally, the mind is fixed on the goal. So we might be in the material world, but not in it, like the lotus flower, in the water, but not touched by the water. So in that way, we can practice Krishna consciousness, whether we're in the temple or outside the temple. So it's not like, oh, only when I'm in the temple, I can be Krishna conscious, and outside, I'm in Maya. No, it all depends on the consciousness of a person that's living. Then there's no place for householders in the temple. They need to be, when I got married, as soon as I got married, I got kicked out because there's no place. It's difficult because the temple is meant for like nuns and monks, you know, that's how we train. In the early days, actually, Grihasthas, they lived in the temple grounds and with the community. But as time went by, things were expanding, and then there need to be like some kind of solutions. So devotees gradually moved out. But then it became complicated because then there was overheads, there was maintenance and family and children. And there wasn't enough, some temples didn't have schools for the children, and the children had to go outside schools. And I felt very sorry for my son as well. He was in the Gurukul up until the age of 12. And then even my daughters up until the age of 12. And that's the most crucial age. When you come to the age of 13 or 14 teenagers, that's when you need to be in the association of devotees. So at that crucial time, when your children goes for education outside a Krishna conscious environment, that's the most, sad thing, because the kids take a long time to actually adjust to outside life, especially when they are trained until certain age. So they have to adapt themselves according to the nature of the materialist, or they become bullied. They bleed, you know. So it's very sad. Anyway, somehow the parents need to give, try and give their children as much as they can. So I'll just ask if anyone wants to add something, expand on the class or anything that I... Pramanima, you gave a good class yesterday. I'm not very well prepared today. Any questions or any comments? Yes. Cool. Oh, that's right. Remind me.
So basically he said, Chaitanya Charanprabhu said, there's no presence so much of Lord Chaitanya in South India because he didn't set up any base there. When he went preaching, it was mainly public preaching. There was less also class preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he didn't set up like a base, like Prabhupada has temples all over the world. So nobody was able to digest the philosophy and then propagate that at their local base. He was short on resources. He didn't have as much resource. So he mainly had his base in Navadvip. Yeah, because Navadvip was where he was, so he set up the, mainly around North India, that region. That's why it wasn't present. It didn't carry on through time in South India. So it was to be expected, but he didn't have enough resource at the time.
Thank you very much. So it's very handy to have a young body where you can remember everything. Thank you for that. Yeah, I remember I asked the question. Anything else? You got something?
It's a sort of a nice thing that also we, when he went to worship in that temple, but he did it in a way that would please Lord Shiva, because he's a devotee of Krishna, and he chanted Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So it was a perfect worship, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, for both Shiva and Lord Chaitanya, it satisfied both.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm.
He could express it.
Yeah. Thank you. Brian.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the nice class. I was just, from my own understanding, I was wondering, you were mentioning about Lord Shiva worship and something about worshipping the light or something like that.
Light, yeah.
I was wondering, how does that differentiate from like Brahmavadis or people who worship Brahma?
Actually, it's similar to Brahmavadis. It's Mayavad philosophy, isn't it? When the Saivites, they only worship, they don't even worship the form of Lord Shiva, they worship light. Light and the linga. The linga is a form of like a black stone that they worship. There's a whole story about that, how that came about. The linga, it's in Srimad Bhagavatam somewhere. But I didn't explore that. The Saivite, they call Saivites. They think they can merge into this light or the stone of Lord Shiva. That's how they worship. So there's no personal form that they worship. They are like Mayavadis, basically. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that got anything? Yeah? Govinda.
Hare Krishna. So today's verse, it says Krishna Nam. So after yesterday's class in Prasad, some of the devotees, we're discussing something which is very strange. Because Lord Chaitanya and our acharyas, they want to propagate the Mahamantra. So why is it that the Mahamantra does not appear anywhere in the verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita? So we don't even know if, we can't even prove that Lord Chaitanya chanted, gave the Mahamantra based on that text. So it's kind of really strange.
Yeah. Actually, I heard Shivaram Maharaj gave a whole lecture about this, Lord Chaitanya's travels. And he said, like, earlier, before Lord Chaitanya, they weren't chanting the Maha Mantra. They were chanting, like, the names of Krishna. Hari Harayanam, you know, Yadava, Madhava, Gopal, Hari, they were chanting all these different names of Krishna. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he came for like the 16 years he was studying. He became a big, big scholar, right? Just for defeating the Mayavadis, the smarter Brahmins, and, you know, scholars. But after he took initiation from Ishvarapuri, he got the Gopal Mantra, and then he went into ecstasy. And then he thought, what am I doing here, trying to defeat scholars? You know, I came for a special purpose in this Yuga Dharma, and that is to give this holy name, this chanting of the Maha Mantra. So, but in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it doesn't mention the Maha Mantra, but Prabhupada explains that when they say holy name, it means the Maha Mantra. So it might not be said, because Lord Chaitanya is a hidden avatar. Everything is like very, like, in seclusion in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Srila Prabhupada, when you say a holy name, he always chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So before Lord Chaitanya, it was all the different names of Krishna, but after Lord Chaitanya came, this is the only way. Kalo nasteva, 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 gatiranyata. There's no other way. Three times it said, there's no other way but the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting is so, it sounds so easy, and sometimes when you don't concentrate and we don't take it seriously, we could become bored and then slowly drop it. But one time Maharaj Shivaramaj was saying to all of us, he said that everything is inside the bead bag. Obviously, there has to be a set of beads in it, but everything, even our service is an extension of chanting. All the services that we do, all these big, big, huge temples, buildings are there only to engage the mind in concentrating to chant the Maha Mantra. Nothing else. But sometimes devotees think they can sit down in a secluded place and chant isolated, or go away to India, to the Himalayas, to sit and chant. Prabhupada didn't recommend that. He recommended Harinam, taking the, taking a Harinam party, going out there and giving the message to people about chanting the holy names. That's the only way we can do it. But to engage the mind, we do everything else. Everything else. It's all extension. The nine process of devotional service, can't remember, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The nine process of devotional service is included in the Maha Mantra. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaram, the whole nine process is included. If you're chanting the Maha Mantra really, really seriously, without any offenses, and then you're following the nine process of devotional service, no question. But the seriousness is on the chanting. If you commit offenses, it's difficult. The process is slower. But, Taruna, you're dying to ask a question.
Thank you very much. So in that regard, Mahamantra, I'm just wondering, does any scholar here knows when Mahamantra was starting to be given as a Harinam, in Harinam, as a Harinam initiation? Did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave, did maybe Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave to Bhaktisiddhanta? And when we go back, sometimes there is a doubt that, how this mantra came in the Sapri succession. I just doubt that six Goswamis gave this Maha Mantra as we chant to his disciples. And then when we hear that, for example, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very upset on this Charan, that's whatever, we gave this Maha Mantra. I forgot the exact lines. Radha Krishna something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. We know. And he was very upset. But this is also chanting on the holy name. Mm-hmm. Because this Purana says that that holy name of Krishna is a process. Who said that this Maha Mantra as we chant? So why that mantra was not so, also not bona fide? But they were insisting on this very mantra, 60 names as we chant, although there is no new record anywhere. So it comes doubt, do we really, of course, because this process for Kali Yuga is chanting on the holy name. We will achieve our desired goal through these 60 names in a line as we chant. And also when you hear that somebody else chants some other name on japa, you get upset sometimes. So it is very much doubt about this exact 60 names of Maha Mantra we chant. Why some other mantra is not bona fide, and how this is mantra bona fide? This is literally given in the Sapri succession. It's just some, I don't know, I'm clear completely, but you probably know what I mean.
Well, I don't know much more than you.
When it started to be given as a Harinam initiation. Anyway, does anyone know anything, any indication?
Oh, yeah. Didn't see. Kartik Chandra Kijai.
Hare Krishna. So Actually, Govind Prabhu asked me the same question many moons back, and I already answered him, but I'll just for the record answer it. Actually, the Mahamantra is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita in two places. I don't have the reference. One is Adi Leela, another is Antya Leela. So in the Adi Leela it says, Krishna Nama Mahamantre Eito Swabhav Jai Jape Tara Krishne Upajaya Bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The original text says, Krishna Nama Mahamantre. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Now here it specifically says, Krishna Nama Mahamantre Eito Swabhav. So the Mahamantra is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra referred to. Now still somebody might say, well, it doesn't say the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So in the Antya Leela it is said, there is a verse, She kohe baninatha nirbhaye laya Krishna naam. That means fearlessly, incessantly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The next line is very straight. Direct. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Kohe Avishram. Okay, so I'll repeat that. Shai kohe bani natha nirbhaye loya Krishna naam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Kohe Avishram. Now, if you read many of the Puranic texts, mantras are not necessarily fully repeated. The first two lines are sometimes repeated. Sometimes just the reference to the mantra is given. As far as Prabhu's question about the Mahamantra itself and its origin, was it started by Bhaktivinod Thakur? Certainly not. Bhaktivinod Thakur, it is known that Bipin Bihari Das Goswami gave him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is also a mantra mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Also, there is a very famous bhajan in Geetavali by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is, we sing usually in Gaur Purnima, Gaya Gaura Madhur Sware, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur certainly is mentioning that. Now if we go further back, the mantra first appears in Kali Santarana Upanishad, Kali Santarana Upanishad, which is a Upanishad of the Atharva Veda. And in that Upanishad, there is a mention of conversation between Narad Muni and Lord Brahma. Narad Muni has gone around the whole universe and Kali Yuga has started or is about to start. And Narad Muni is questioning Brahma, what is the means of deliverance in Kali Yuga? That is the question that Narad Muni is asking. And Brahma says, I don't know. I have to check the Vedas. Come back tomorrow, I'll tell you. So Narad Muni comes back the following day. And Brahmaji gives the answer. And I'm quoting the verse. It says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashaka Namna Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. Sarva Vedeshu Anyatra Upayana Drishyate. I have checked all the Vedas, left, right and center, top to bottom, because Brahma was the one from whose mouth the Vedas originated. He said, I checked. Na Anyatra Upaya Drishyate. There is no other Upaya, there is no other solution that I could find other than these 16 Iti Shodashaka Namna. You asked about 16. He actually says these 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashaka Namana Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. In this Kali Yuga, all the Kalmasha of Kali will be destroyed by these 16 mantras. Balde Vidya Bhushan, commenting on the Vedanta Sutra, Govinda Bhashya, the last sutra, he also comments, anavritti shabdat, anavritti shabdat. Now, other acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, have given other meanings, referring to Shabda as Shabda Brahma, referring to Shabda as scriptures. But the Gaudiya acharyas refer to Anavritti Shabdat as, you will not come back to this world again through Shabda, meaning the holy name of the Lord. So with that we conclude that even we see Bhagavatam, the final instruction of Bhagavatam is to chant the holy names. So the two references, I think you can, I can text you later on maybe. But I read out the verses where it directly says Krishna Nama Mahamantra in Adi Leela and Hare Krishna, reference is given in Anti Leela. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. You saved the day. You should be
Mahamantra
sitting, yeah.
Ki Jai.
So, save the universe, right? Yeah. It's a walking encyclopedia. I say that to Govinda as well. Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, everyone's good. Breakfast time. No, well, you still got time. Okay, we'll just finish up. Yes, Prabhu, you said.
Okay, to ask one more question.
Yeah, sure.
If I remember correctly, Karthik Chandrapur, from your class on Lord Shiva, you meant, because we're talking about the Shiva Linga and what it is. If I remember correctly, is it that the Shiva Linga represents the glance of Lord Vishnu? Okay. Is there anything more you can say about that? Okay, that's it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. Antarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Go Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanandi.